I'm Cynthia Canty. Big automotive news to start with today, both involving change. Michelle Krebs, Detroit-based executive and analyst for Autotrader.com, is here with us about these stories. Now, Michelle, we've heard changes in the North American International Auto Show were coming, and now the Detroit Auto Dealers Association has made it official. So what is starting in 2020?
So in 2020, we'll no longer have to deal with the frigid cold of January, especially for charity preview night when we wear our high heels and such. The show is moving to June. In addition to it moving date-wise, they're basically reinventing it. I think of it as kind of an auto show that will involve the entire city.
So kind of going from the, all right, we're all going to troop into Cobo and walk around and look at vehicles that we've been doing for decades and in our snow boots. So now we can wear flip-flops and what, go outside?
Right. It appears they're looking at doing things like test drives outside, a street festival with concerts and such. Something that will be more encompassing of the entire city and more expansive in terms of what an auto show means. You know, one of the big upcoming trends will be the launch of autonomous vehicles, self-driving cars, and so I would not be at all surprised to see if there's a heavy emphasis on that when this happens in June 2020, because by then there will be some of these out on the road. I mean, you know, the big story is that the auto companies have been complaining, one, that it's in the winter, but also that it's very expensive to do events at auto shows, and they all try to outdo each other, and they compete for attention. So they've been going elsewhere. They're going places like CES and different places. So this is a way for Detroit to respond in a fresh way.
So give us a sense of some of the places where this kind of auto show street festival might be happening.
Well, certainly Campus Martius will play a big role in it, and Cobo will be part of it. So it'll be a lot of automotive activities for a stretch of time in lots of different venues around the city.
Now we want to go to the news that broke over the weekend. Just what happened to force Sergio Marchionne to step down immediately as the head of Fiat Chrysler?
Well, Mr. Marchionne had shoulder surgery, I believe, in late June, and something went awry. He had complications from that, and the board of directors met in an emergency session on Saturday, and he stepped down from that position, and he was replaced by Mike Manley, who's been the top executive at Fiat Chrysler and mostly in charge of Jeep. So it's a sad situation.
I'm sure to have something happen that suddenly is pretty rare.
Well, and in particular, since he was going to retire shortly. I just got back from Italy in early June, where Marchionne and his top team had laid out the plan for the next 5 years, and he insisted, I'm not telling you who the successor is. We'll do that later. You know, they had a very planned rollout for when that would happen, and then, you know, life takes funny turns.
It does. So what's the take on Mike Manley, on his successor? Is there a sense he'll stay the course charted out by Marchionne?
Right. I was at the five-year plan presentation, and Mike Manley was by far, you know, front and center. So it was kind of obvious that he was at least a top candidate. He is different from Mr. Marchionne, as most are, pretty low-key, but a really solid choice, very logical, you know, so it won't change things tremendously. He was part of developing the next five-year plan, so he has, you know, a lot invested in that. I think his appointment is being received well by dealers, by employees. He's very well-liked.
Michelle, would there be a Fiat Chrysler today in 2018 without Marchionne?
No, in a word. No, I think, you know, his lasting legacy will be that he saved Chrysler and saved Fiat. He saved Fiat before he even saved Chrysler, put the two together, and came out of the Great Recession, most, you know, when everybody else was saying, just let Chrysler go. And what they have been able to do with Chrysler on a shoestring and without much to work with has been pretty miraculous.
Michelle Krebs, executive and analyst for Autotrader.com. Michelle, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.